Corey, I guess the first thing is this is a big deal, the Tony Cote First Nations Summer Games. 4,000 athletes, a bunch of sports, people, athletes from around the province, athletes, officials, coaches. So this is something, I mean, the two words I keep seeing on various news releases and things are long awaited. How long have people been waiting for this?
Yeah, like it's been, you know, ever since the pandemic started, you know, we actually had a team, you know, from Sturgeon Lake, Wah Payton, and James Smith. They were actually combined as a collective group there to get the 20, I believe it was the 19 winter, or sorry, 2020 winter games. Winter games that were going to be hosted in Prince Albert. And those got canceled just due to COVID. You know, they got canceled just a couple months before the event there. So that was very heartbreaking for, you know, those three bands. And then, of course, the youth that were preparing for those games. So, you know, we haven't had a game since those ones. There was supposed to be a winter games program that was supposed to take place this April, but there was still a lot of gray area when it came to the pandemic and some of the restrictions from Health Saskatchewan and Canada. So we just, you know, it wasn't the time to really, you know, start jumping the gun again and start planning for this because we didn't want it to cancel. So, you know, once some of the restrictions kind of went away, you know, James Smith leadership and the FSIN, you know, had some discussions about maybe James Smith stepping up and planning, you know, a summer games, you know, on kind of a short notice thing. And, you know, we had, you know, about 8 months here to put this all together. And, you know, we stepped up to get it done because at the end of the day, it was, you know, about getting our youth, you know, motivated again to get this stuff, sport again, going in their lives and getting our provincial games back into full circle here. But, so yeah, it's been a long road, but, we're back and doing these games again.
So needless to say, come Monday evening when the opening ceremonies are happening and everything gets going again, there's going to be a palpable energy. I mean, everybody's pretty excited, athletes, organizers, everybody to get started.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, having, you know, a lot of our athletes were able to, you know, and a lot of the communities are, you know, got a little bit of their sports going, you know, right from the mainstream, the teams from their communities and surrounding cities. So, you know, they definitely had some of that stuff, but, you know, to be with our own people and, you know, have these games in the city of Saskatoon and the buzz around these games, considering how long of a wait it's been. And, you know, just hearing some of the comments on social media, it just, everyone's super excited to get here and to be together again and gather and, you know, have some of our cultural events happening and the opening ceremonies that are going to be taking place from 6 to 8 on Monday. So, you know, just with that stuff and having our athletes, you know, compete on the nicest venues in Saskatoon and having the support of Whitecap Dakota First Nation has been just a blessing to have, you know, them accommodate our athletes for people that aren't going to be staying in hotels that are going to be camping. So it's been a collective effort from a lot of people, you know, having the partnerships with the city of Saskatoon and Tourism Saskatoon. So, you know, we've done our work to ensure that our people that are coming to visit here have the best experience during their time for the games during this whole week.
So, and also an opportunity to honor Tony Cote, because again, with the games not having been happened and Tony just passing just before back in 2019, it's important to be able to recognize who Tony Cote is and what this is all about.
Yeah. You know, during the opening ceremonies, you know, we're definitely going to be honoring him and his family. You know, he was the one that had a vision many years ago. I believe it was 47 years ago to get these games going and, you know, to begin a legacy that, you know, we can definitely carry on for our youth. And, you know, he was the one that started these programs and had a vision to, you know, to create a First Nations, you know, summer and winter game program. So, you know, we're definitely going to be speaking on some of this stuff and have some videos on display at the opening ceremonies. And his family's been invited to take part in that special event. So we look forward to meeting all them and gifting them with, you know, a nice guest there at the Open Ceremonies.
I'm speaking with Corey Deal, the 2022 manager, the games manager for the Tony Cote Summer Games. Just a couple of more, Corey, with regards to the games themselves. 4,000 athletes participating, 7 events. What are the events and where are they being held at so that people, if they want to come out and see, can do so?
On Monday, at Gordie Howe Park, we will have softball sports happening over there. We'll also have athletics in the athletic track and field area. And then we'll also be having golf at Dakota Dunes Golf Resort. So that's where those three sports. And then on Wednesday, there'll be a turnover day that will end competition for the first half. Medal presentations will be happening then. And then on Thursday, the four other sports will be coming in for soccer, beach volleyball, canoeing, and archery. And those will be starting on the Thursday, and then we'll end on Saturday. Some of the other venues, so we have archery taking place out in Whitecap. We have canoeing happening out in Pike Lake. And then we also have soccer happening at the Saskatoon Soccer Center and also at Umia Field. So, and then beach volleyball is also taking place at the Saskatoon Soccer Center. So, you know, like I was mentioning before, we have really nice venues happening for these sporting events, and they're definitely going to have a buzz around them. And, you know, we look forward to giving our athletes the best venues possible.
Spectators are welcome.
Yeah, anyone's welcome. You know, we're going to have people coming in from all over to come support their teams and their travel councils. And, you know, this event is only getting bigger and growing every year. And, you know, we definitely, you know, after this year are going to be looking at maybe implementing some new sports. So it's only going to get bigger from here. And, you know, we're just happy that we're able to put on this event on short notice and put on, you know, this program once again.
Corey, you mentioned that some folks are going to be doing some camping out for their accommodations. How do you go about accommodating and feeding all of these people that are going to be competing and being officials, etc.?
Yeah, you know, so all the officials are looked after through, you know, hotels, and we take care of their meals for the week. You know, there's nice food services area set up out at Whitecap. So anyone that's going to be staying at the Athletes Village and people that have accreditation for the week of the event, any athlete, you know, chaperone to coaches, they have access over to the Athletes Village, where there's a nice cold breakfast and hot brunch that will be happening daily. And then we've partnered up with a lot of, you know, restaurants, or well, like a lot of places like Subway's and A&W's and Vern's Pizza and Denny's here at our, you know, across the city. So those are places that people are going to be able to access some, you know, some deals for the athletes that may need supper and stuff like that. But as you know, people are going to enjoy the city of Saskatoon. So they're not just going to be eating at those places. They'll be utilizing all the nice restaurants that we have here. And yeah, so the businesses are going to definitely feel the impact and say Saskatoon, because there's going to be a lot of people, like I said, eating out and enjoying some of the recreational fun things to do in the city of Saskatoon.
And anything you wanted to add, Corey, to finish off?
No, just, you know, come out and support our youth. You know, they're excited to be a part of these games. And, you know, we want to thank everyone that's going to be a part of it. And thank you to the city of Saskatoon and Whitecap, Dakota Nation, to, you know, for having us out there. And we look forward to any other games that we will be coming back to the city of Saskatoon. So,
and it all starts Monday evening, 5 o'clock, actually the gates open at the Gordie Howe Sports Complex with the very colorful opening ceremonies. Corey, thanks so much for the time.
Yes, and just to touch on that, there also will be some games happening out in Whitecap softball fields out there as well. So we're utilizing 12 softball fields, because there's a lot of teams in softball and a lot of teams in soccer. So yeah, there's a ton of athletes in every sport. We look forward to it.
Good stuff.